Boot Cinchon on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Fleegs is back from Mets camp. Lots to talk about. We have 3 hours, so let's get going. NFL free agency, day one in the books. Day two, 2 hours in now. We'll see if we get any breaking news. We had the breaking news of Max Crosby during last show last week. Jets and Giants, nice signings. But I need to get something off my chest to start the show because I've had, and I'm looking to put this to bed. Finally. Oh, yeah, and I'll get into the Randy Arozarena, Kyle Riley stuff. Spicy! And that is this nonsense that Mr. Soto misses the Yankees. Can we put this to bed already? Enough's enough. It's a joke. And I understand Aaron Boone said what he said with Evan, that maybe Soto misses the Yankees. Who cares anymore? It's over with. Juan Soto's a New York Met. This is year two of Juan Soto as a Met. He's going to left field. He finished in the top three for MVP last year. And he had a couple of bad months. It was an awful season for the Mets after June 13th. It was an embarrassment, considering the high expectations for the New York Mets. And yet here we are, after Juan Soto signed a while ago, his second camp with the Mets. This is still a story. Why? Are Yankee fans still butthurt that Juan Soto chose the Mets over the Yankees? I didn't want to do this. I thought this was over with. And then I'm listening to the calls, the nonstop calls. I'm seeing on social media, the videos, how Juan Soto said, you know, I've only had 2 seasons where I had this much fun. The year he won a World Series and the year he got to another World Series and helped carry the Yankees to the World Series. When, oh, that's right, their captain did nothing that postseason. Nothing. Can we move on? Met fans, Yankee fans, baseball fans in general, Aaron Boone, Carlos Mendoza, the bat boy, the water boy, the grounds crew, the corny grounds crew that says YMCA in the fifth inning. Enough! Can we move on? Yes, Juan Soto's having fun in the WBC. What did you expect? He's proud to be Dominican. Have you seen the other teams? See the Puerto Rican team? Edwin Diaz shutting it down. Puerto Rico advances to the quarterfinals. You see their passion? You see they're having fun? You see Valenzuela? Ronald Acuna dancing, having fun? See Aaron Judge rounding the bases after hitting a home run? Having fun? Where are the people now that said, oh, America doesn't care about the WBC? Americans don't care. The players don't. They do. Finally. Welcome to the party. That should be the topic. The passion, the energy of the WBC from all the teams involved, even the scrub-ass teams. That should be the story. Yes, Juan Soto's having fun. Good. I'm happy. This is the Juan Soto I want to see in this Mets season coming up. And I talked about it. I said it a million times for my Juan Soto source. The reason Juan Soto last year, and I'm tired of talking about this, the reason Juan Soto last year looked miserable, even when the Mets were going 45-24, because he was not contributing to it. He wasn't producing. It's not that he was miserable being a Met. He was miserable and disappointed in himself. This crap's never going to end. It's a joke. Juan Soto's a Met. Yankee fans, move on. Met fans, enough. You don't have to say anything to Yankee fans. It bothers them that Juan Soto chose the Mets. It bothers them. They finally lost something to the Mets. Someone 99.99999% of the fan base wanted back. How many calls do we get on this station? He's never going to sign with the Mets. He's never going to go to quote-unquote little brother. He's never going to do that. The power of the pinstripes. How many times do we hear that? Over and over and over. And your favorite Theo was telling you for a long time, even when he was not a Yankee, before the trade, he's going to be a Met. And I kept my cool, and I stood by my word, and I trusted my guy. And what happened? Juan Soto chose the Mets. So what do Yankee fans do? Oh, because they offered him the most money. That's not true. If you heard Juan Soto's interviews during that offseason, he said another team offered him more money. Now, we don't know if it was the Dodgers because they love to defer the money, and good for them. But at the end of the day, Juan Soto chose the Mets. Yankee fans, get over it. You miss Juan Soto. Of course, you go to the World Series, the two times you go to the World Series. Of course, those are the best years of your career, the most fun. Of course. Not a season with high expectations. You get the richest contract in baseball, and you flop as a team. And you score zero runs the last game of the season. It's a slow death after starting 45 and 24. Horrible starting pitching. Lack of hitting in the clutch. Juan Soto barely hit 200, if that, with runners in scoring position. No walk-offs. And yet he still put up 41 homers, whatever it was. And I love this version of Juan Soto that I'm seeing in the WBC, that I saw before the WBC in the Met camp. Loose, having fun, cracking jokes, not looking like a tight ass. This is the Juan Soto I wanted to see on the Mets. And yet, you have a bunch of buffoons saying he's not happy being a Met. It's a joke. You need new material. It's time to move on. Worry about your own team. Your center fielder in spring training is what? 0 for 90? And he's making $22 million? Your left fielder who just signed a 5-year deal, his back hurts. You got a 90-year-old first baseman back in the fold. The other guy, you don't know if he can even field first base. Your shortstop, everybody wants out of town. Your third baseman sucks at the plate. Your catcher's gone backwards since winning Rookie of the Year. Your right field is a year older. Your starting rotation to start the season is in shambles. Your bullpen has a lot of question marks. And yet, you still want to talk about Juan Soto misses the Yankees. Make it make sense, please. Please. Just like Bridges scoring 0 points the other night. I'll get into that later as well. Make it make sense, please. The only way this is going to end is if the Yankees win one before Juan Soto. Or if Juan Soto wins a World Series as a Met before the Yankees, then this stupid you-know-what stops. We can put this to bed. Over and done with. I mean, it's tiring already. It's done with. Juan Soto, at his press conferences, post-game press conferences, after DR kicks another team's ass in the WBC, I love what he's doing. I know he's a Celsius guy, and he takes the Shohei Ohtani drinks off the table. Love it. I love the smack talk from Juan Soto this offseason. I'm coming for that MVP. You're damn right. I said he's going to win MVP, and it's not my fandom. I'm sticking by that. This is a different Juan Soto. This is not this Juan Soto that is thinking about that high contract, the biggest contract in baseball. No, this is a loose Juan Soto. And the WBC came at the perfect time after last year's debacle. Because he's going to come after the WBC, regardless of the Dominican Republic's result, and he's going to be loose and ready to go and energetic like he's been before the WBC, when he first got to Met Camp, and after the WBC. That's the Juan Soto I hope the Mets would sign. And it's natural to put all that pressure on yourself year one. Crap, look at this contract I just signed. Now I gotta, you know, put all this pressure on myself. I gotta hit a grand slam every time the bases are loaded. And he struggled. And yet he still finished with the season he had. I expect Juan Soto to hit 40-plus homers again. Left field, moving to left field at Citi Field, it's going to be good for Juan Soto. David Stearns talked about the Mets. You know what's going on with Lindor. He expects Lindor, all signs are pointing to him being on opening day. I don't care if he's there at opening day or not. I just care for him to be healthy when he's ready to go for most of the season. It's nice, opening day, it's beautiful. You know, the pageantry, you know, the pomp and circumstances, the love, the sold-out crowd, whether it's 35 degrees or not. I don't care if Lindor's there or not. I need him to be healthy for most of the season and in the postseason and ready to rock and roll. David Stearns talked about Carson Bench. There's no decision yet if he's going to make the opening day roster. And I'm glad he said that. So the kid keeps playing his heart out. And doesn't take anything for granted. David Stearns is happy with the progress that Bo Bichette and Polanco are making, the work that they're putting in. You know, David Wright arrived at camp, talked to Bo Bichette to help him out. Good. Good. Now, if I've watched a little of spring training, and I'd much rather watch a WBC, it's just way more competitive and the energy's there. Yeah, I know when it's, you know, Australia versus whatever or Israel versus whatever, who cares? Like, those games are, they're trash. And there are people saying that that's why they can't get into it. Well, guess what? Did you watch any of the Olympic hockey? Did you watch the USA basketball team in the Olympics? There's games like that all the time. Now the quarterfinals are approaching for the WBC. Now the best of the best will be there. I'm looking forward to that Venezuela-Dominican Republic game where Juan Soto, I believe, has a bet with Ronald Acuna Jr. where the winner has to wear the loser's jersey. The loser has to wear the winner's jersey. My bad. There it is. Puerto Rico advanced to the quarterfinals. USA beat Mexico in a tight game. Look at the crowds for the big games. The energy, the passion. I heard someone say, you know, if Dominican Republic played 81 games, they would not be able to have this energy for 81 games. Well, then you don't know the Latino culture. You don't. It would be a party, 81 home games in the DR. It'd be a party, 81 home games in Puerto Rico. Because we love baseball. Love baseball. The passion. The energy. The crowds. The atmosphere. It's a party. I've been saying it for a while now. And Paulie's going to take us up on the offer. Me and Carlos Ortiz. We said to Paulie Rosenberg, hey, the next WBC, you're joining. He said he's in. Listen, I would love to get to Miami for the finals. I did it, you know, a while ago. I'm glad I did it. It was a great experience. If you're in the Miami area for the, you know, for the semis and the finals, go. Go experience it. It's awesome. Every pitch. It's like the ninth inning. The cheering, the passion. It's an awesome experience. That should be the story. Not, you know, Juan Soto misses the Yankees. Aaron Judge hitting a home run versus Mexico. That should be the story. U.S. beating Mexico, who's Mexico's own the U.S. That should be the story. Instead, the same recycled BS, the same trolling from Yankee fans who are butthurt that Juan Soto chose the Mets over the Yankees. Get over it.